This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We roll. I mean, our kids are counting on us, ladies and gentlemen. It is the top of the hour. According to World Tribune, newly released emails from Hillary Clinton's unsecure non-state government email system contain classified information and detailed collusion between the Clinton State Department and the Clinton Foundation. This, according to Judicial Watch's Tom Fitton. And here he is to tell us more.
All four of us have been way ahead of the curve. And I was joking tonight that, it sounds like with a couple of questions Anderson Cooper asked James Comey, he might have actually been watching the show and not telling anybody, because they have been on the wrong path for a long time over there. But, you know, Sarah, we're waiting to struck page memos. I want to get your comments on that and also on this, because Andrew McCabe is in trouble. Jim Comey is in trouble. Struck and Page are in trouble. The Clintons are in, Hillary Clinton is in trouble. I mean, this goes to the, and I do believe Clapper and Brennan, well, I want to find out what they knew when they knew it, and then they're leaking raw intelligence and surveillance, and I'm asking, we're just at the tip of the iceberg, and it's now happening.
Yeah, we are at the tip of the iceberg, Sean, because we know that the Inspector General has another report coming out in May. That report will detail how the FBI handled, mishandled the Clinton investigation. And let's go to the Strzok and Page text messages. Why is it that Congress has to make threats, you know, threats of contempt in order to get these documents? They have been looking at these documents for some time now. Turn them over to Congress. Let the American people see what they have, what the Department of Justice has. I know I've repeatedly called the Department of Justice today. I've received no call back, no information whatsoever as to why they have not turned these over yet. I know the congressional members say they're expecting to get them tomorrow. There's also a lot of concern here with Comey. You know, Comey can try to backtrack and make these excuses, but he did take FBI property out of the FBI. And another issue that Comey is really going to have to deal with is, like, if he believed that his discussions with the president were uncomfortable, were obstruction, why didn't he tell Congress this when he spoke to them on May 3rd? The runaround? Why the leaking?
It's again, we're back to lying by omission here. It was sort of like with the FISA court application. They knew that they didn't verify it, and they knew that they handed it over something that was more than just maybe politically tainted. It was an opposition party candidate. All right, I want to ask all of you the same question. We'll start with Tom. Who, based on where we are tonight, we know now Comey is lawyered up. Who else should be lawyered up tonight? Tom Fitton.
Well, Andrew McCabe, obviously, there's a referral pending now with the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. That could come at any time. Mr. Comey, I would stop giving interviews if I were Mr. Comey at this point. The IG is investigating him, and we already know from the Justice Department the prosecutors are waiting. Comey and McCabe face significant criminal liability right this moment.
It's Comey, and he knows he's in trouble because he hired the two people he leaked government documents to so that he could invoke the attorney-client privilege and clam up. It was a Machiavellian move. He makes J. Edgar Hoover look like a Boy Scout.
Attorney-client privilege doesn't seem to be the thing that people are respecting nowadays.
Apparently not.
But I think Lisa Page and Peter Strzok as well, and others, even Loretta Lynch. There's Bruce Orr. There's going to be a lot of names in the upcoming reports and a lot of people that I think will be lawyering up.
Well, she's exactly right in terms of how a client attorney privilege is being rewritten. If you remember what Cheryl Mills, how she was able to, block the way and protect Hillary Clinton all under that muse. And of course, what they did with Michael Cohen, it may come back to bite them. That's the way these boomerangs work sometimes. So stay tuned. The drama continues. It's all part of the entertainment, political as it is. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. Henry Sayre coming up next. You're going to like this one.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live. You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
You hold my head, you hold my head,
after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to be talking with Henry Sayre, who is known also as Mark Antonio Colonna, which is his pen name. And Sayre was born in 49 in Barcelona to a family of French ancestry. He was educated in England at the Jesuit century-old Stonyhurst College and at Exeter College, Oxford, where he gained an honors degree in modern history. His new book, The Dictator Pope, The Inside Story of the Francis Papacy, completely revised and updated, will be a bit shocking, I would think, for many traditional Catholics. The question is, could Pope Francis be the most tyrannical and unprincipled pontiff in modern times? Yes, says the church historian in his controversial yet judicious new book, The Dictator Pope. Henry, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you very much.
Well, this book, The Dictator Pope, you felt that you had no choice but to write this book.
Yes, that's exactly it. I really felt that I had no choice to write it. I spent 4 years living in Rome under Pope Francis, and I realized that things were very, very different in the Vatican from what the media was presenting. And, you know, I felt that I really had a duty to put the record straight.
Well, as you write, the public sees Pope Francis as a kind face, a gentle smile, but you're proving in this book, behind the scenes, this Pope's secret agenda is a Machiavellian centralization of papal power. Break that down for us. How are you seeing this?
No, I wouldn't say a centralization of papal power. After all, papal power is pretty centralized already. I think the complaint that traditional Catholics ought to have is that Pope Francis is using his authority as a pope in a much more dictatorial way than his predecessors did. In other words, he's not respecting law, and he's not respecting justice in the way that he treats people.
Well, as you say, Cardinal Jorge Bergoglio of Argentina was elected pope in 2013 as a liberal and a reformer. In fact, he was neither, except by coincidence, though he was not well known within the College of Cardinals that elected him. Close observers in his native land already recognized him to be a manipulative politician.
Yes, that's right. I spent some time in Argentina talking to people to find out how he was really seen by those who knew him. I spoke to former pupils of his, colleagues of his in the clergy, It's a very different picture from what the world media tries to present.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say that he was a disciple of the populist dictator Juan Perón.
That's right, yes. He was a boy at the time when Juan Perón was dictator of Argentina, and from the first he was an admirer of Perón. When he was a priest in his 30s, he attached himself to the Iron Guard, which was a group of Peronists devoted to restoring Perón to power, which they succeeded in doing. I think it was in 1974.
Mm-hmm. Well, Henry, you say that he's a self-promoter, and one of the things I've read about the Pope in his rise to the office there is that there was some self-promotion going on, which is something in the College of Cardinals is not to be done. So I thought it was quite interesting that there was this kind of inside story about how the Pope basically came out of nowhere to be elected by the College of Cardinals.
Yes, I wouldn't say that he was promoting himself to the College of Cardinals, or at least not him directly. Quite a lot of work was done by his supporters. But he established his reputation among the Catholic bishops at large in 2001 by a speech he delivered at the Synod of Bishops. Mm-hmm. And this is what persuaded the St. Gallen group that he would be the right candidate to be the liberal leader that they wanted as Pope.
It was kind of interesting because when you look at the Catholic Church, boy, I'll tell you, there's a lot of parallels between the Catholic Church and what's happening in the United States politically. Would you agree?
Yes, yes. I agree, absolutely, yes.
Well, you also say that the head of Francis's own religious order thought that he should not be made a bishop. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
Well, in 1991, when it was proposed to appoint Father Bergoglio a bishop in Argentina, they had to get a report from the Society of Jesus. And the superior of the society, Father Kolvenbach, wrote a report which was extremely damning. Obviously, what he was called upon to do was to assess Father Bergoglio on the basis of the opinions of fellow members of his order, and to judge whether he was a suitable person to be made a bishop. And his answer was definitely not. In particular, he pointed out that when he was provincial superior of the Jesuits in Argentina, he'd been a very divisive figure, which obviously didn't bode very well for his performance as a bishop.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say that the Pope, on the surface, a rather genial man, cares shockingly little about theology or the liturgy, but is obsessed with his own power. How did you come to that conclusion?
I think that's a quotation from the book. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's a quotation from. He sits pretty loose to theology, yes. That's certainly true. I think the key to Pope Francis is that his priority is really political, mm-hmm. Rather than religious. He's cast himself as a political leader. He has this vision of uniting Latin America into what they call the Patria Grande, the Great Fatherland, mm-hmm. And uniting it against the dominance of the United States. If you bear that in mind, it explains his strange behavior as Pope, because it's really the political side which is his priority, mm-hmm. rather than the government of the Catholic Church.
Yeah, and speaking of the political side, you say that he diverted church funds to support Hillary Clinton's failed presidential campaign.
Yes, this has been said by several people. One we haven't reached the stage of being able to publicly to publish the documents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, journalists are working on it to be able to show exactly how much was given, when, and who gave the orders. But the story has been told by several journalists.
Well, there's been much confusion, and I would say a growing confusion regarding Pope Francis' papacy. And giving us the inside story is Henry Sear.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
You know, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Bill Martinez, live.
Open. His love is now.
back with the America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Henry Sear, church historian, continues regarding his book, The Dictator Pope, The Inside Story of the Francis Papacy, completely revised and updated. Henry, much of what you report here, there is all in the midst of a lot of confusion here in the West regarding Pope Francis, and some of it most disturbing, particularly his style of leadership. Some have commented that he rules more by fear than anything else. Is that true?
He's always been a man who was able to inspire fear. It's an extraordinary gift of his. You know, this was true when he was in Argentina, and I can tell you from many people that I spoke to in Rome, not people who were necessarily opposed to Pope Francis for doctrinal reasons or any other reasons. Everybody says the atmosphere in the Vatican is one of fear. Mm-hmm. They just don't know what's going to happen. They don't know what's going to hit them.
Yeah. I know that a lot has been talked about in his latest letter regarding people who have been divorced within the church and their ability to become once again reunited with the church and be able to participate in the Holy Eucharist. And some basic questions that have been asked by, I believe, a conservative element of the College of Cardinals has continued to go unanswered, as if they're kind of left to their own ways and not sure where the Pope exactly stands on this, because what he's communicated to them has been a bit confusing, and because they're asking for clarification, there seems to be an issue with that.
Yes, well, this is Pope Francis's style. It's ambiguity. He issues these ambiguous statements, or he makes comments to journalists. Sometimes they're denied by the Vatican. They never have official contradiction. It's impossible to know what Pope Francis really intends to teach.
Well, and going back to what you mentioned earlier, his ruling by fear, I understand that true church reformers have been punished by the Pope and his allies. So a lot of political pressure being talked about and experienced at this level, where heretofore we haven't heard a lot of that lately, but this seems to be coming out in this papacy. What is happening here?
Well, what you say is completely true. It's true, especially in the financial field.
Mm-hmm.
What happened there was that shortly after Pope Francis was elected, he appointed Cardinal Pell to reform the Vatican's finances, which had been in a very bad state for many years. Cardinal Pell got to work. He's a very effective man. And he incurred the opposition of the old guard in the Vatican, who wanted things to remain the way they were before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the result that we see is that, first of all, Cardinal Pell has been stripped of his powers. He was given very big, very large powers to carry out the reforms.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now in Australia facing some extremely flimsy accusations of sexual abuse.
Mm, wow. You also write in your book that the clerics in the Vatican initially dismissed Pope Francis. They thought him to be more of a caricature, and now they're finding out that there is more behind the curtain here. Again, experiencing some of these stories firsthand that you're sharing with us, which would make him rather dictator-like. Is that right?
Yes. Well, everybody was in the same position of not knowing quite what to think about Pope Francis for the first 2 or 3 years. I think the Vatican officials knew it better than anybody else. They resented the way Pope Francis was behaving in the Vatican. But they didn't take him quite as seriously as they do today. But as I said before, the atmosphere now is one of real fear.
Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is that's even, I don't know, that's more concerning to me is that the Pope, you know, his muse, that he might be the cause of a schism in the Church. I mean, that's something you would muse about as the Pope?
Well, he's said the same thing himself. Mm-hmm. He said, I think this is about a year and a half ago, he said, I may be remembered as the one who split the Catholic Church. He realizes the effect that his policies are having. I think actually the strongest possibility is that the Roman cardinals who were behind his election are now having second thoughts. They're very worried about the discredit that Pope Francis is bringing to the papacy, and there's talk that they may be putting pressure on him to retire, mm-hmm. to resign. I think that's more likely than any schismatic movement in the wider church.
Could you imagine the second pope in the modern era to resign? I mean, this would be amazing historically, would it not?
It would be amazing, but yes, I quite enjoy imagining it.
Well, you know, I guess if he's thinking that he would be responsible for a schism within the Catholic Church, explain to our audience where the divide is. I said, look, at this seems like very much the political environment of the United States. You know, words like clown being used in this case for the Pope, and we've had words like clown used for the current president, the clear divide between conservative and liberal thinking, and it seems to be running parallel, but you know, we don't think about it necessarily in those terms when it comes to the Catholic Church, but explain to our audience that your understanding of the divide and where this Pope is and where the conservatives stand.
Yes, clearly the danger that people are talking about is that conservative Catholics, those who are concerned with traditional doctrine, will rebel and go into schism. I don't think they will. You know, the unity of the Catholic Church is a very important principle, and it isn't necessary for conservatives to take such action. I think what they need to do is to stand up for the truth and make Pope Francis realize that he can't carry out a revolutionary policy without opposition.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and in some cases within the Catholic Church, that would almost be perceived as being a bit blasphemous or heretical, would it not? To take a stand against the Pope like this. I mean, there are people, you know, calling to question some of these things that the Pope has said, even as recent, though it was recorded by an atheist, 93-year-old atheist, that some have suggested have been a bit senile, right before Easter, the Pope saying there's no hell.
Yes. Yeah. Well, this is the sort of thing that people have to resist. When a pronouncement like this is made, Orthodox Catholics have to stand up and say this is not acceptable. But of course, you're quite right. It is a very grave matter to resist the Pope, mm-hmm. And you have to be very careful how you do it. I don't think a schism is necessary to resist Pope Francis, and therefore people shouldn't be thinking on those lines.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mark Antonio Colonna, Henry Sear, the author of the book, Dictator Pope, was a resident in Rome from 2013 to 2017. During that time, he became personally acquainted with many figures in the Vatican, including cardinals and curial officials, together with journalists specializing in Vatican affairs. And he gives us the Dictator Pope, the inside story of the Francis papacy. Henry, thank you so much for being with us.
It's been a great pleasure. Thank you.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
So breaking the dark, prison that can make you smile. In a real home, bringing the world to radio.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to talk about recognizing postpartum depression, how innovative solutions are helping new moms take care of their mental health as Maternal Mental Health Awareness Week takes place April the 30th through May the 6th. Now, a little background here. Becoming a new mom is a joyous occasion, yet can be completely overwhelming, even for the most prepared. According to the CDC, postpartum depression affects up to 1 in 5 women in the United States. For half of these women, this is their first time experiencing signs of depression, and 78% who screen positive don't get mental health treatment due to cost, inability to take time off work, or lack of babysitting help to leave their newborn baby at home. Now, more than ever, as women's rights are continually being fought for, moms have the ability to take control of their health and get the care they deserve. At least 12 states now have adopted state legislation, developed awareness campaigns, or convened task forces to bring awareness to postpartum depression, and there is a current bill underway to require mandatory screenings for new moms in California. Here to tell us more about this is Dr. Nicole Benders-Hattie. She's a board-certified adult psychiatrist. Dr. Hattie, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
having me.
Well, great to have you here to talk about this. I mean, 1 in 5. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people didn't realize this kind of number. We hear rarely about postpartum depression. Maybe if you're directly involved, you hear about it, but we don't hear a lot about it.
Right. It's a very high number. So, you know, issues like this being brought up during Maternal Mental Health Awareness Week is an important forum to begin to address this more so that moms are able to get the help and access to care that they really need.
Yeah, is it a little bit like, you know, maybe in that same file, like big boys aren't supposed to cry, you know, that kind of deal that, you know, here you are, you're having a baby, you're supposed to be, you know, happy and joyful, and something's not right, you're feeling depressed, so, you know, something must be wrong, and so rather than admit it and talk about it, you just kind of, a lot of women just say, okay, I'm going to buck up and get over this, right?
Right, that's exactly it. A lot of moms feel that they should be nothing but happy and joyous during that time, but and that can often lead to them not saying things about how they're feeling or thinking that they should be able to deal with it on their own. But we know symptoms of postpartum depression can be quite impairing, where you really do need to reach out for help and not feel that you have to do it by yourself.
Well, what are some of those symptoms?
Yeah, so every new mom is going to experience some ups and downs with her mood. You know, right after birth, the levels of progesterone in the body drop suddenly. So that's going to certainly lead to some mood changes. But symptoms of postpartum depression are really more serious. They include things like insomnia, changes in appetite, intense sadness or irritability, loss of interest in things, or difficulty bonding with the baby. Anytime those things are going on for more than 2 weeks, you really do want to see a doctor for further evaluation.
Well, how do you actually diagnose postpartum depression?
As a psychiatrist with Doctor on Demand, I'm meeting with and diagnosing moms with postpartum depression all the time. It's really a matter of meeting with a doctor, talking about how you're feeling, also evaluating any history of mental health issues you may have had in the past, as well as ruling out whether there's any other reasons that you might be feeling the way that you are.
You know, when you mention mental health issues, people would try to wince and say, well, gosh, I don't want to admit to anything. I mean, what I'm feeling is pretty well normal. And I guess that's what you're saying and what we're trying to encourage women to understand. And maybe, you know, women and men, because men get affected when their mate or, you know, they find themselves affected by this to where neither understands, because how many people have gone this way before, you know?
Right, and you know, family and friends are often the first to recognize changes with a new mom, so to begin to take that information to help moms, again, feel that they don't have to deal with it alone and really get them access to help and treatment is really the goal and why we're talking about this important issue.
Is it all the same part and parcel as I kind of suggested here? Whenever we talk about mental health, it's just something that we want to, you know, you think mental health and you put your head in the sand. You really just don't want to admit that we have, you know, that we have mental challenges. And we can, especially when you have new things, you know, such as a baby introduced into your life. So this is a normal thing that can happen. So what we're trying to, I guess, encourage people to understand and appreciate is what you're experiencing is what a lot of people experience. And, you know, why not have help? And try, and then, as opposed to just trying to do this on your own and not understanding exactly what it is you're going through.
Absolutely. You know, postpartum depression can absolutely interfere with mom's ability to take care of herself and take care of the baby. So that's another reason why we want to bring more awareness to this, to normalize it and to help moms get access to the care that they need.
Yeah, because when you talk about these numbers, 1 in 5, I mean, that is a huge number. Obviously, we're not talking enough about it because it's still probably, you know, want to be kept in the shadows because we don't want to talk about mom, you know, not being joyful. I mean, after all, you just had a baby. You should be excited and feeling good about this. So in a sense, you're not normal. But in another sense, without understanding what's taken place, you are normal.
Right. And, you know, by connecting with a psychiatrist or a psychologist through a telemedicine company like Doctor on Demand, you get access via video to expertise and mental health services that you can connect to quite easily through your computer or through your smartphone. Usually you're able to get an appointment within days, which is a lot faster than your traditional office setting.
Well, and the thing about telemedicine, it takes it out of the shadows. You're asking some questions, and this is a big help to new moms, where heretofore it wasn't easily accessible. You had to wait until your next appointment, and then sometimes the doctor might be a little bit too busy, and you think, okay, I need a little bit more time here to talk about these issues. And telemedicine affords that opportunity for new moms, does it not?
It absolutely does. You know, with Doctor on Demand, you can eliminate the need to also have to take time off work or find childcare services for your newborn at home. So it really takes a lot of those barriers out of there.
Well, people are hearing more and more about Doctors on Demand. Help them understand, in this particular case, how this would work, Dr. Hetty.
So with Doctor on Demand, it's a video-based platform where you're able to connect to a doctor within minutes. You can use your computer, you can use your smartphone, and doctors are going to evaluate you, examine you, prescribe medication if necessary. And we do also have access to psychologists in case counseling or therapy would be an appropriate part of your treatment plan.
Well, as we were saying, according to the CDC, postpartum depression affects up to 1 in 5 women in the U.S. For half of these women, this is their first time experiencing signs of depression, and 78% who screen positive don't get mental health treatment, either due to cost, inability to take time off work, or lack of babysitting help to leave their newborn baby at home. So there's things that are interfering here, but one of the things that we want to eliminate, certainly, is any kind of anything that might stop the new mom, or even, you know, let's just say not only the mom, but sometimes, the father and mom. I mean, this is a unified effort here in making sure, because I'm sure husbands, when they deal with this, Dr. Hetty, they probably wonder, they go, okay, what am I dealing with here? Is she just being moody, or, you know, as you say, it's just, her body's changed, hormonal things are happening, and it would be wisdom on behalf of the dad to come alongside the mom and help her as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, husbands and family members are often the first ones to recognize changes with mom. So to be able to provide that additional support and help educate the entire family is something that we aim to do as well.
Well, Dr. Hetty, we've got, the focus here is Maternal Mental Health Awareness Week, April the 30th through May the 6th. Anything that you would like to add?
Just that I'm so glad we're talking about this subject. It's not talked about enough. And, you know, for more questions and access to treatment, don't hesitate to reach out to Doctor on Demand.
Okay, and how do they do that exactly? What's the website?
The website is doctorondemand.com, easily accessible on your phone app or on the computer.
Dr. Nicole Benders-Hetty has been our guest. She's a board-certified adult psychiatrist. Dr. Hetty, thank you so much. Good information here. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumers spent nearly $570 on airlines last April, 7% higher than the average month in 2017, making it one of the biggest months for airline purchases. International travel expert Lee Abamanti shares tips for managing rewards for a big trip.
As warm weather approaches, I'm excited to plan my travel. Whether it's a wine tour or relaxing on the beach, I start by researching the best flight and hotel deals. But my best planning advice is to pick the right rewards credit card. My favorite is the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card because I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel. Every time I book a flight or enjoy dining experiences, I'm earning points toward future vacations. Maximize rewards on summer travel even more when you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program. Earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points, which could add up to 3.5 points on every travel and dining purchase.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lemon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
That means, hey, we're going to Hollywood. We're going to talk to Steve Evans live from the movie capital of the world.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I love it when the intro works, you know. When the intro works, it's all right there. And Steve, the movie guy with all the music and fanfare, enters into the room. And well, we get to talk about A Quiet Place, huh, in a very loud sort of way.
Well, Quiet Place regaining the top spot box office last weekend, 20.9 million. Then we had Rampage, that was number two, making about 20.1. I Feel Pretty, the Amy Schumer movie, that was number three, followed by Super Troopers 2 and Truth or Dare, rounding out the top five. All those numbers are going to seem pretty tiny after this weekend. It's going to be huge this weekend, as they say, because they're releasing Avengers Infinity War.
Another Marvel masterpiece, are we?
Another Marvel. And you know what? This is a very cool movie. 86% are recommending. And as you know, I'm not a big comic book movie guy. I'm never really into those. But check out the trailer. This really looks pretty good. We're going to talk about what this movie is about. Then we'll talk about the amazing cast. Then we'll talk about how much money it costs to make and how much money they think it's going to bring in. All right.
You just look at the cast. The cast has got ka-ching just in the cast.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, I think, where a lot of the money is going here. We'll talk
about
that.
Lord have mercy. Okay, go ahead.
This is an unprecedented cinematic journey, 10 years in the making, according to the PR department, spanning the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe. Avengers Infinity War brings to the screen the ultimate, deadliest showdown of all time. That's what we're talking about here. Mm. The Avengers and their superhero allies must be willing to sacrifice all in an attempt to defeat the powerful Thanos before his blitz of devastation and ruin puts an end to the entire universe. That's what's on the line here this weekend. Now the cast. You were talking about the cast?
Well,
I'm not going to go through every name here, but just a few that you might recognize. First of all, Robert Downey Jr. is back as Iron Man. We have Chris Evans as Captain America. Benedict Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange. Zoe Saldana as Gamora. Vin Diesel, Benicio Del Toro, William Hurt's in this. Chris Hemsworth as Thor. We have Scarlett Johansson, Tom Holland as Spider-Man, Idris Elba, Bradley Cooper, Josh Brolin, Mark Ruffalo, Don Cheadle, Chadwick Boseman, the Black Panther in this movie,
yes,
as well as Gwyneth Paltrow, Chris Pratt, and more. That's an astounding cast. And that's probably the reason it cost about $300 million to make.
Yes, lots of headliners right here.
Lots of headliners. Yeah, well, Robert Downey Jr., you know, they say that he makes, you know, some serious money for these movies, so that's where a lot of it's going. But we're talking about $300 million and maybe probably another $100 million to promote. So that's the money that is on the line. That's the money that the Disney company is betting this weekend.
Almost a half billion dollars on this.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? But they think it probably will make between $225 and $245 in North America alone, and then maybe another $250 million worldwide. So this could be a $500 million opening weekend for the Disney company.
Now, what happens if it doesn't? Does that mean Pluto goes over the mountain or something? What happens?
Well, maybe there'll be some cutbacks and layoffs over there. Maybe Pluto will be up.
Oh, I just heard the kids scream. It's a joke. Sorry. Okay, stop it.
So anyway, that's what's going on. And like I say, it's a lot of hype, but check out the trailer. It is an exciting enterprise this weekend. Now, you might be saying, who's crazy enough to open a movie against something like Avengers Infinity War? Well, you have a couple of people here. First of all, a movie called Kings. I'm not sure what went wrong with this particular movie. It's got a hot young director, Denise Gomez-Ergovin. She was, her debut film, Mustang, won an award at Cannes. And this is her first English language film. That may be part of the problem here. But you have a great cast. We have Halle Berry and Daniel Craig in this movie, and here's what's going on. You got Halle Berry starring as Millie, this tough, protective, single foster mother of eight in L.A. She must ally herself with Obi, played by Daniel Craig, yes, 007 in this movie. He's her neighbor, kind of a local loose cannon, and this is taking place when racial tensions are running dangerously high after the Rodney King verdict. And what happens is that Millie and Obi must navigate the chaos that surrounds them in L.A. during the riots in order to ensure her children's safety. Unfortunately, only 8% of the critics are recommending it. When I see a number like that, I think, you know, who is recommending this thing and what are they saying? So I was able to find a positive review, or mildly positive. It says that this movie is chaotic and melodramatic, but a vivid, impressionistic sketch of lives upended or lost in L.A. There you go. 8%.
But that's almost every day. Not just for the King riots. That's the way L.A. rolls.
Yeah.
Even more so now, the way the state's going. But that's a whole other story. But I digress.
8% are recommending. But I tell you what, check out the trailer before you dismiss it out of hand, because it looks like a much better movie than the critics would lead you to believe.
So here they get the foreign director. They throw her in front of the bus, in front of the Avengers bus, huh? Okay.
Kind of what it's looking like.
Well, okay. Welcome to Hollywood.
So anyway, you might want to catch that on, when it gets its video release.
Yeah, you just want to make a sympathy vote here for her.
If you can't get into Avengers, well, you might want to check out Let the Sun Shine In.
Okay.
This is a Juliette Binoche. This is one of those foreign film movies, you know, foreign movies with the subtitles. 90% of the critics are recommending this one. And in this particular movie, you have Isabel, played by Juliette Binoche. She's this divorced Parisian painter. This all takes place in Paris, by the way. Searching for another shot at love, but refusing to settle for the parade of all too flawed men who drift in and out of her life. There's the caddish banker who, like many of her lovers, happens to be married. Got a handsome actor who's working through his own hang-ups. And a sensitive fellow artist who's skittish about commitment. What reads like a standard romantic premise, according to the PR people, this thing is transformed in the hands of a master filmmaker into something altogether deeper, more poignant, and perceptive about the profound mysteries of love. Let the Sun Shine In looks pretty cool. I mean, if you're into foreign films, this looks like a good one. 90% recommending that one.
Wow. Okay.
And another movie called Disobedience. Now, this is getting a lot of play because it is about a torrid lesbian love affair played by between characters played by Rachel McAdams and Rachel Weisz. That's what's going on here, and it takes place in the Hasidic Jewish community.
Oh, even more so, huh?
Yeah. So you got a film that follows a woman as she returns to the community that shunned her decades earlier, this woman played by Rachel Weisz, for an attraction to a childhood friend played by Rachel McAdams. Once back, their passions reignite as they explore the boundaries of faith and sexuality. And according to all the key art, I think that they pretty much key in on this torrid romantic affair here. Disobedience 86% recommending that one. Another movie called Backstabbing for Beginners. This is, I think you'll have a chance to see this on DirecTV because they're listed as one of the...
Hey, we see this every night when they talk about Washington, D.C. Are you kidding me?
I love that.
We almost have a master's in backstabbing.
Backstabbing for Beginners. In the
yes, okay. In case you missed all the earlier classes. Okay, here we are.
This is a great cast here. We have Ben Kingsley. Sir Ben is in this as well as Jacqueline Bisset and Theo James. This is based on a true story about this idealistic young employee working at the UN who investigates the grisly murder of his predecessor and uncovers a vast global conspiracy that may even involve his own boss, played by Ben Kingsley. This is gripply and timely and a thriller. According to the PR department, Backstabbing for Beginners. I love anything that Ben Kingsley's in.
Yeah, exactly.
Checked out,
I'm with you.
Want to check out the trailer. He looks good in this one. 43% recommending that one. You were talking about a movie earlier about elephants, weren't you, last week? Were you?
Yes. With my grandson.
There's a documentary out here which looks really good. It's called Love and Bananas, and 100% of the critics are recommending this one. It's a documentary about elephant rescues in Thailand. I guess they're very rare, unpredictable, often life-threatening. But after 2.5 years, you have an actor and director, Ashley Bell, and a team of elephant rescuers led by this world-renowned Asian elephant conservationist and Time Magazine's Hero of Asia, Lek Chalert. Mm-hmm. And they embark on this daring mission 480 miles across Thailand to rescue Noi Na, a 70-year-old partially blind trekking elephant, and they want to bring her to freedom. African elephants, of course, are slaughtered for their ivory, but sadly the plight of Asian elephants has been completely overlooked. And these are the elephants that we're usually most familiar with because they are the ones that pop up in zoos and circuses and elephant rides across the country. Very moving, though. Love and Bananas out there, 100% recommending that one. And then we have another one called The Escape of Prisoner 614. This hasn't been reviewed for the critics, but I think is interesting because it stars Ron Perlman as Hell. You know, he's, of course, was in Hellboy, Sons of Anarchy, and he's one of the most interesting actors out there today. And he plays this corrupt, cold-blooded sheriff in the contemporary Western that, after two deputy sheriffs lose their jobs because of poor arrest records, they pursue this escaped convict to try to win back their badges, but nabbing the convict won't be half as dangerous as facing the ruthless sheriff, played by Ron Perlman, who is tracking their every move. One of those small little movies with looks like a terrific cast and a great story. You might want to check out The Escape of Prisoner 614 out there this weekend. So we have a lot to look at. What, with all those movies out there, Bill, what looks interesting to you?
Well, without a doubt, I mean, we got to check out the Avengers just to see what's going on. But also, I want to remind everybody next week, the first and third, two nights only, it's a Fathom event. Like Arrows, good movie, good family movie here that is being produced. This is Family Life's first venture into the big screen business. They worked with the Kendrick Brothers on this, and they've got a terrific song too that I love, the theme song, which comes by way of the lead singer of the group Sanctus Real, Matt Hemmett, and it's on our website too at BillMartinezLive.com. It will warm the cockles of your heart. It is called Like Arrows. Two nights, May the 1st and 3rd. So next Tuesday, Thursday. And it will be there, so you will enjoy that movie as well. So I'm going to be checking that out again. I really like it. It's a great redemptive story about families for a time such as this. Hey, Steve Evans, the movie guy, direct from Hollywood, keeping us up to date on what is hot and what may not be so hot. Thank you, Steve-O. Appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay
sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fellow people.